Hello and welcome back to the Online Vocal Coach Podcast. It's great to have you back here today. So in today's podcast, we are going to be talking all about practice, the dreaded word. If you're a client or a pupil, this is the a word that is brought up so many times. And, you know, it all depends what your relationship to practice is, how you feel about it. So today we're going to look at how much practice you should be doing, look at why people don't practice, how maybe we could get you practicing more, and if you're not practicing, is there really any point of you trying to become a singer or even having sessions in the first place? So this is an interesting topic for me because, and if you're a vocal coach listening, you'll know this as well, I'm always trying to encourage people to practice more. Some people already practice loads and it's really evident when they come for a session, they've done loads of practice. Some people come along and they're quite honest and they say, I've done no practice, look, hey, I'm busy. And I can get on board with that because, you know, we all lead busy lives. I think the one that winds me up the most is when people come along and you say, so have you worked and practiced on the section of that song that we, you know, spent half an hour on last week? And they'll say, yeah, definitely. And then you go, right, great, we have a vocal warm up, we get into it and we start it and they've got no idea. And you just go, you know what, be honest, level with me. Have you worked on that section? No, I haven't. So actually, what I would say is, if you haven't done the practice, no one's going to get down on you on it, but don't blag it because your vocal coach will know straight away. So let's jump into our first topic, shall we? Okay, so time. First of all, you're going to need the time to practice and you need to know how much time you should be devoting to your practice to get the goals that you set yourself at the beginning. So like I said in the beginning, you've got to have a goal in mind for what you want to get out of your singing and your vocal sessions, and then you're going to be able to set your practice time accordingly. So, you know, if you're a beginning singer and you're just starting out and you want to improve on a specific area, then I'd say you need to be practicing every other day. So that's going to be, about four times a week, three to four times a week. And you don't need to be spending very much time at all. You could be doing as little as 10 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes on those days. So you could be doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and you're doing 10 to 15 minutes each time. If you are someone who is a little bit more serious about your singing and you know, you really want to improve and you've got a performance coming up that you need to work for, then I'd suggest you could still stick with that three to four times a week rotation, but you need to up the amount of time you're doing it. You need to be doing it at least 15 minutes. So you could be going 15 to 20 minutes at a session. If you're someone, you know, who is like an adult who's just doing it in their spare time and they're doing it alongside work, then I'd say, you know, don't be so hard on yourself and go for those three to four sessions a week. Just go for two sessions a week and just spend 10 minutes at a time doing it. Don't give yourself sort of too high expectations at the start. You know, I like to think about this like, you know, if you're starting a diet or a new fitness regime, you know, everyone starts out with fantastic intentions and they hit it really hard. They get in the gym, they're lifting weights, they're doing cardio, they're starving themselves of food, they're depriving themselves of things. And there's only so long that they can keep this up for until it all drops because it's unsustainable. So, you know, if you know you're time poor and you don't have the time, loads of time to be practicing, then don't expect that of yourself. Just say, two times a week, I'm going to do 10 minutes or I'm going to do 15 minutes. And that's it. You know, don't do any more than that. But if you keep that up over an amount of time, you know, a decent amount of time, then you're going to get into a habit. You're going to get into a rhythm and consistency and you're going to see improvement. You're going to see more improvement than starting out and going, hey, I'm going to do an hour a night and losing it on night four and never doing it again. So it's all about sticking with it. That's the main thing. Okay, so if we're not going to spend hours and hours and end practicing, then we've got to make sure that the bit of practice that we are doing is focused. So, what I find a lot of people do is they will, for example, take a song that they're working on, and instead of working on a specific section that they struggle with, or work on an exercise that deals with a part of their technique in which they're lacking and they need work on, they'll just go from the start of the song to the end of the song, skip over that little bit in the middle that they are actually struggling with, and then go back to the beginning. Because people enjoy doing things they're good at and they can already do. But if you've only got 10 minutes to be practicing, you need to make sure that 10 minutes is focused on the areas where you need most work and you need the most help, and working on those exercises that develop your voice in some way. That way, you're really practicing then. You're not just going through something. You're working on a specific part of a song or exercise that is going to get you closer to your goal of getting better at singing. And if you find that if you're devoting the majority of your practice time on working on specific areas of songs and focused practice, your vocal training will and your improvement will be much, much better than if you were to say, well, I've done my 10 minutes, I've done my 15 minutes, but I just had a plonk through and a sing through a song. You've got to really work on those areas where you aren't very good. And you've kind of got to, you know, just accept and admit it might sound a bit naff and not very good at the beginning, but you've got to go through that phase of something sounding awkward, you not really getting it, and not being afraid of that, and not, you know, thinking that's a bad thing, because it's not. You know, I've done lots of practice before where I've sounded not very good because I need to work on that area. And the more time you spend on that area where you're not very good, the better you get at it. So the main focus here is focus. Don't waste time on stuff you can do. You know, that's already, that comes naturally to you. You've got that. Spend the time working on stuff you can't do. So we've spoken about how much time you should be practicing for and making sure it's relevant to the goals you've got for your singing, and also how you should be practicing, making sure that you're focusing on the right things. Now, something else that I also find when I speak to clients is I'll say to them, you know, have you practiced? And they'll say, yeah, I've listened to the song that we're working on a couple of times, or I've listened to the exercises that you've given me. And this is fine, I suppose. Sometimes it really does help us as singers to listen to versions of the song that we're working on, because it gives us a sense of the style. And, you know, it's good up to a point. But, you know, the clue is in the word practice. It's practical. You've actually got to get physically involved in what you're doing. Once you've listened to it a couple of times, you've then got to get yourself physically singing that song, or, you know, working on that particular exercise, because listening to it will only get you so far. And I'm always amazed at the amount of times people say to me, well, I've just listened to it. You've really got to dive in. And really, this takes us on to our last sort of section of this podcast today. And I did touch on this at the beginning, is if you're not practicing and you don't feel driven to practice, you know, should you be learning to sing at all? Well, I always find this is a really tricky one, because I never want to turn people off from learning to sing. But if you're not excited about singing or practicing of any kind, then you really probably shouldn't be doing it. I like to liken this to, you know, people who are learning anything, and instruments especially. Singing's quite different to learning another sort of instrument, because if you're learning, say, piano, you've got to have your physical instrument set up somewhere. Even guitar, you've got to have your guitar with you. But, you know, a friend of mine once said to me, you know, if you can have your guitar, for example, set up in the room and you can walk past it without really wanting to play it, then it's really, really not for you. You've got to be driven and want to do it. But with singers, we carry our instrument around with us everywhere we go. We kind of don't really have an excuse. We can do it, you know, walking the dog. If, you know, I've often done that. If I'm in a quiet field with the dog, I'll sing walking around the field. You know, we can do it in the car if we're on our own. We can do it walking down the street. We're in a really good position, unlike most other instrumentalists, where they have to, you know, physically go to a place where their instrument is and practice. And, you know, even with, you know, me playing piano and keyboard, you know, I've recently bought a really portable keyboard that runs on batteries. So if I feel like I want to practice, I can just chuck the thing on my lap and play along for half an hour. So really, if you're not compelled and want to do it, then I'd say it's probably not for you until you can get to that point where you feel like you want to. And then don't get me wrong, there are some days when you just don't feel like doing anything, and that's fine. You know, if you don't feel like it because you're tired or you're busy and you've had a rough few days, then definitely don't practice. But if that's becoming a habit, if that's becoming a thing where you've gone a week or 2 weeks and you just haven't felt like it, you've been a bit bummed out, then you need to get the spark back somehow. You need to remember why you're doing this and really get back in touch with that, because then if you find that spark for singing or whatever instrument it is that you're playing, you'll never practice a day in your life again. I mean, I always like to say, you know, I've never thought about anything that I've ever done as practice because I've always wanted to do it. It's something that I felt like I want to do, I need to do, so I practice. So really that's the main part of this podcast today. It's if you feel inspired by singing, you're going to practice. If you don't, then you won't, and you've probably got to find a way of getting inspired with it. So thanks a lot, as always, for listening along to the Online Vocal Coach podcast today. If you would like more information, you can follow me on my Instagram account, which is under the handle The Online Vocal Coach. You can find me online at jonathanparkin.com, where you can drop me an email. And if you've got any suggestions about any future topics that you'd like me to deal with on the podcast, they would be really, really gratefully received. So happy practicing.